Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods. It's been mostly Padres talk today, which is always fair. We didn't even really get into Friday and Saturday's games. You mentioned Dylan Cease struggling. I mean, early offense has been the bugaboo for the Padres.
So frustrating.
First inning runs have just been a nightmare. Finally, yesterday, they didn't give up a run in the first inning.
Yeah, tried to.
They gave up runs in the first inning on Friday. Yu Darvish gave up one in the first inning on Saturday. And Michael King put two on and nobody out. Here we go again.
Got to get this fixed. I don't know how you fix it.
You think it's annoying in the regular season.
Wait until the playoffs.
Wait until the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
When you're putting yourself behind the eight ball every single game.
Yep.
How do you employ the nastiest bullpen in baseball?
How do you deploy them?
If you can't get a lead. Now, on Saturday, of course, they rallied back. You know, scored some offensively. They were able to deploy that bullpen and get it done. But on Friday, they were not and just never were able to get those last runs that they needed. They tied it up, but they were never able to take the lead. And, of course, after they did tie it in the fourth, Dylan Cease hits two batters that led to both of the runs for the White Sox. That was, again, a frustrating performance.
He's a frustrating guy. He is a frustrating guy.
Control was a bit of an issue this weekend. Not for Darvish. Yu Darvish didn't walk anybody. That was a good sign. But for Dylan Cease, he walked three, hit two. And then yesterday, even in the win, Padres walked nine batters in the game.
Man.
And that hasn't been their MO all season long. But that's the fastest way to really, if you want a short playoff stay, walk a bunch of batters in the postseason.
Yeah. Yeah, you start putting guys on for free, you're toast.
You know, you got batters who are also probably squeezing the sawdust out of the bat a little bit tightly because it's the postseason. Don't give them anything that they're not earning at that point. You've got to throw strikes
got
in the
to.
Playoffs.
So got to, man. It's the quickest way out.
Got to see the Padres clean that up here as we head into the final week of the season and the postseason. But again, yeah, Jackson Merrill just continuing to swing a hot bat, and you said it earlier. Maybe the best sign from this weekend was Ryan O'Hearn.
No doubt about it.
Your most struggling batter came through multiple times, had the huge three-run double on Saturday, and then had three more hits yesterday.
Hey, and I saw this point made on Twitter, I think by our buddy Clark. Credit Schilt for letting him swing in that bases-loaded spot on Saturday. Schilt 2 months ago goes, no, Jose, get up there, swing it. You know, the matchup, he's like, you know what? I'm going to let O'Hearn try to get this knock. And boy, did he come through. And you could tell he needed that. The sigh of relief when he slid into second base was you could see it on his face. Somebody did tweet us, Ben. Did you see that tweet? Good thing Gavin Sheets was hustling to home there. He wasn't. Just in case O'Hearn tried to stretch that into a triple with the play right in front of him. He wouldn't, because why would he? Why would he?
Oh, you know, you always want to be safe. Safe rather than sorry is always my motto.
Yes.
And the Padres were sorry instead of safe last week.
Clown show.
Safe.
Clown
not
show.
Not sorry.
Clown show.
Not starting that again.
Yeah,
Paul,
again.
You want to get some Rondo Report headlines for us? Let's get it going.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the moon?
mood. I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All right. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Gentlemen. Let's start out. How about Major League Baseball? I think we referenced it very quickly earlier in the show as we were kind of going around the league, but it's a pretty wild weekend series between the Mariners and the Astros. Cal Raleigh hit number 58 yesterday. That was, were they Sunday Night Baseball last night?
Yes.
They were, right? So, yeah, Cal Raleigh hits number 58. He had already set the franchise record a few days before that. And the Mariners are absolutely rolling. Yeah, he's up there in the all-time ranks now. 58 home runs over the weekend, but pretty crazy series between those two teams with all of the playoff implications. Ben, you were talking about it, I think, earlier during a commercial break.
Yeah, the Seattle Mariners have taken care of business this final month of the season. They got the tiebreaker also with winning that series, so they're now three games up, six to play. Pretty much got the division, and because the Tigers have struggled, they have set themselves up for a bye in the first round. So the Seattle Mariners, who, of course, like the Padres, never won a World Series. In fact, Paulie, they've never even been a World Series, have put themselves in a really good position now going into October based on how they've played this last month.
One playoff appearance in 16 years or something, is that right?
Recently. A couple years ago, maybe. We got MLB Network on in the studio. They're actually talking about this exact same series from the weekend. It said, today is the latest the Mariners have had a division lead since 2001.
Model.
The other part of this is, by this time next week, all the writers who vote for American League MVP will have cast their ballots.
Yes.
Now, we won't know who wins until November. They don't release it until after the end of the season, but it's a regular season award. And they will be voting for one of two players, almost certainly. There's, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is great. There's other great, you know, Jose Ramirez, great players. But it's probably going to be Aaron Judge or Cal Raleigh.
Yep.
And it's such a tough decision because Cal Raleigh is doing things no catcher has ever done. Playing, gold glove defense. He has hit 58 home runs. He set the record for catching home runs. Switch hitting home runs this season. But Aaron Judge continues even with a slower second half. 199 WRC plus. It's the 33rd most productive offensive season in the history of Major League Baseball. And Mike Petriello pointed out, this is at least a small part of me enjoying that people are screaming, possibly correctly, for the guy hitting 247 to win the AL MVP over the guy hitting 326. Aaron Judge is hitting 80 points higher average.
That's nuts.
But a lot of people are saying Cal Raleigh.
Well, how many homers does Judge have? 54?
Judge has 49.
Oh, 49. Okay.
49. So, you know, nine homers left. But, you know, by value, by most metrics, Aaron Judge is having a much better metric season. But he got hurt, so he hasn't been playing defense as much in the second half of the season. I mean, you can't go wrong and you can't go right. It's the impossible Sophie's choice, I think, for MVP voters this year.
You know, will there be fatigue? From
if you don't pick Judge, you're wrong. And if you don't pick Cal Raleigh, you're wrong. It's like so hard. I don't know what to do.
I didn't know Judge was hitting that high.
Yeah.
I thought he was like 285 with 55 homers. And but the catching, should the catching matter? I think it should.
I mean, it should. But
it should.
Is it 80 points in batting average?
Should that matter? I mean, yes, it should.
Aaron Judge is going to win the batting title going away
in
the American League, plus hitting 49 home runs. A batting champion with 49 home runs is unbelievable. But Cal Raleigh, what he's doing is unbelievable.
Guys, they have 60 home runs.
You know what? If this was youth baseball, we have just co-MVP.
I think Juan nails it in the chat. He said, Judge is so good that a catcher having a historic season doesn't even get the MVP award.
It was also pointed out in that Mike Petriello thread that the player who had the record for most catching home runs, Salvador Perez, didn't win the MVP. And the player who had the record for most switch hitting home runs, Mickey Mantle, didn't win the MVP either of those seasons.
All right, well, we'll move on. Saving most of the football talk either for later this morning or most likely
probably tomorrow.
For tomorrow. There was one game, though, I wanted to get to just because of a promotion that was going around prior to the game. Now, Woodsy, you spent some time in Chicago. How
I
many
did.
Years?
About 5 years.
Yeah. Did you ever make it to the Wiener Circle?
Yeah, many times.
Now, is that the place that, like, they yell at you, they scream at you. I've seen like a little documentary on them.
Fun.
It looks
soup Nazi,
awesome.
kind of
like think
Seinfeld
of like Dick's,
hot dogs?
Dick's Last Resort type of thing.
Yeah. Rude service is their thing.
Yeah, 100%. Well, the Wiener Circle put out a promotion. They said if Caleb, meaning Caleb Williams, throws 4 touchdowns on Sunday, we'll give away free hot dogs to everyone on Tuesday. Well, wouldn't you know? What happened?
It felt like a safe bet.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Probably a safe bet.
You're like, hey, if the Padres hit 16 home runs tonight, Ben will shave his head, right?
I mean, 4 touchdown passes is not.
It's Caleb Williams.
He had done it before in his career. It just tied his career high. So it was possible. Unlikely, but possible.
You had Chicago Bears were 0-2 heading into yesterday's game. The Cowboys were 1-1. And the game is played in Chicago. And by a score of 31-14, Chicago got their first victory of the year. And when you look right at Caleb Williams in the box score there, 19-28, 298 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Pretty solid day.
Like, he did it.
I mean, by far the best day of his career, I would say. Short career so far. But he got the 4 touchdowns, and the Wiener Circle will honor their promotion. And everyone in Chicago that stops by tomorrow going to get a free hot dog from the Wiener Circle.
Run it through the garden.
Run it through the garden. Yeah, really good hot dogs.
I don't think you survive in Chicago
without having a good hot dog.
Without having good hot dogs.
Yeah, your shtick isn't enough. God, they love their hot dogs there. Like psychotically so.
Now, what?
I mean,
I'm sure
they're
a quality
Chicago
dog
is. Go ahead.
No.
I saw you getting all excited.
No, I was excited
about. Mild erection. Go ahead.
We're talking about food, though.
I was excited about. How much are they really giving away? I mean, hot dogs are not the priciest of items.
Tell them what's on it.
Chicago hot dog is onions, mustard, relish, tomatoes, a pickle, and sport peppers and celery salt. Did I get
pretty
it all?
Good.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, really. And they got the little sesame bun.
Poppy seed bun. On a steamed bun. Poppy seed bun.
And I don't even like all that stuff.
It's a great combo.
But my God, when you put it together and
they call
you
it running
bite
it
into
through the
it. Yeah, it is absolutely
there's a couple
incredible.
Of things that I don't care for.
Can't do ketchup there. You like ketchup, they can't do
no,
it.
No, I don't. No, it's not even that. I don't mind that. I don't care for relish.
You'll like it on this.
And I don't know that I would care for tomatoes on the dog. And
I said the same thing.
I really don't like pickles. I do not like pickles at all. Like
I said the same
A pickle thing. Would ruin the taste
it's
for
a,
me.
It's a pickle spear.
Yeah, that
right on
crunch yeah. right in. I can't do that.
If you close your eyes and eat it, I think you'll be
when I had my first Chicago hot dog, I don't always eat Chicago dogs, but if someone has a pickle spear, I always put it on my dog.
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't
I
do
love
pickles.
That on the dog.
You don't like pickles at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Never had like a pickleback.
Ben says onions weird.
Say it again.
Onions.
Onions.
Onion.
Onions.
Onion.
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 Onion. Onion.
What am I supposed to say? Onions?
I don't know. I thought you did.
Onion.
Onion.
It's an onion.
Onion.
I don't eat a lot of pickles out here.
Onion.
I told you the reason I don't eat a lot of pickles out in restaurants. I told you.
Why?
Remember? My buddy that peed in the pickle thing.
Brian.
So it freaks me out to go out and pop. Now, I'll open a jar of Clausen. I'll rip through a couple. Out in public, though.
You trust Clausen.
Yeah, very much. Very much. Or Vlasic.
You know what I don't like? The pickles that aren't refrigerated. They're just on the shelf.
Oh, hot pickles?
Hot pickles.
No.
Cold
pickles.
Yeah, the cold
pickles.
Yeah,
got to be ice cold.
Yeah.
All right. So they're giving away the wieners. You'll like them, man. They're really good.
Oh, really good.
I'll definitely try plenty of hot dogs and make it out to Chicago. All right, finally, spooky movie season is nearly upon us. Maybe it's already upon us. It is the autumnal equinox today.
Happy fall, everybody.
Final day of summer, first day of fall.
It's hoodie season.
Yeah, it's almost that time. And with Halloween season comes spooky movie season. This is a little bit of news you can use. If you're looking to make a few extra bucks and you already plan on watching some scary movies, I got a great opportunity for you. There is an internet cable comparison website called cabletv.com. They are looking to pay somebody to watch, rank, and review horror movies.
Horror movies. So I said horror movies.
Horror.
Horror movies.
Yes.
It's like scary movies. Yes. Horror movies.
Yes, there you go. You got it.
Horror movies.
They're calling this position a thrill-turnship. You probably could have done something a little bit better there.
Bad.
Internship. Thrill-turnship.
In-scare-ship.
But here's what they will give you. The thrill turn that they select will earn $666.
Ooh.
Spooky. You also get a $50 Uber Eats card to help while you're watching all those movies.
Like it.
And a one-year subscription to Screambox. I actually don't know anything about Screambox.
Nor do I.
But you will get a one-year subscription.
Can you imagine having a box, you open it, and then you shut it real quick?
So, the Thrill Turn Ship opportunity, applications are open until October 7th at cabletv.com. You're going to have to choose five movies from their list of the scariest movies, and then you can pick your five. You have to rank, review, and all of that, and you'll make, you know, $666. Some of the movies on there, they're very familiar. Nightmare on Elm Street, Candyman,
oof,
The Evil Dead, The Exorcist.
Candyman was scary.
Get Out, Halloween.
All right, these are good.
It, The Shining, Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
yeah.
The Thing. I mean, it kind of all over the place here.
All right. I already know the answer. You didn't like horror movies when you were a kid.
I did not.
You're scared.
I don't like being surprised.
Right. Did you ever have a moment where you were really into horror films?
No.
Never.
I feel like horror movies tend to lean on the old jump scare,
sure,
surprise. You get the music, you get tense, and I don't love that feeling.
I don't like it either.
Now, a movie that messes with your mind a little bit, like The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah.
That one I thought was really, really good.
It's great. The Shining is really good.
I mean, there are some
mind,
really
like, thrillers,
good classic horror movies, but if it's just the only purpose is to make you feel about like you're gonna crawl out of your skin, that's not what I'm going
for. Yeah,
I don't mind thrillers. I like the mind games for sure. I think in a horror movie, I don't like, I don't need the gory, like,
no,
chopping
I never
heads
the,
off.
No,
that doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Just, and you know, it scared you when you were 12, but it doesn't scare you when you're 50.
No, you know, when it's coming now,
yeah,
like, woman's creeping down a dark hallway. You're like, all right, something's going to jump around this corner. I don't know when, but it's coming, and it still gets you.
Rod just got me, man. Pet Sematary, dude. Pet Sematary was not. It was a poorly acted movie. It was poorly executed. But it was Zelda in the bed. The sister. Remember Zelda leaning up? That's It makes me pucker to think about it right now. Look at my arm. Look at that, dude.
The book is so much
scarier.
Even the movie, though. I read the book.
I did too. I was looking over my shoulder.
It traumatized me for a while.
Oh,
I mean, how do you not think about Gage?
Gage, I know. Sweet baby, Gage.
Like, I'm looking at their list of movies that we just read.
I would have done it. I would have done it.
I know you would have.
You know I would have.
You would have.
In a heartbeat.
I know.
In a heartbeat. Wouldn't have even thought twice about it. Creepy ass movie. The sister, though, is what got me. Zelda. There's nothing worse than that in the movie. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm trying to think of other movies.
Children of the Corn.
I don't
very
need.
Scary.
I can't do really like. I don't like the demonic.
I don't like little kids. I don't like little kids being scary.
Paranormal movies scare me because I do believe a little bit in that, and it just I believe in that stuff enough to get really creeped out at a movie.
I won't watch one by myself at home. I won't. I won't watch it like a Shining or something. I will not watch by myself, a 50-year-old man. Like, I won't do it.
I read off like 12 or 13 of the movies on the list that you can choose from. I think like Get Out, I guess that's like a thriller.
Yeah, I can watch that alone.
Like, I can watch that one.
Because I know what's coming, but they had some
creepy.
They had some jump scares in it, too.
But the way they do it, it's one of my favorite movies.
It's very
it's
good.
It's so good. So
Poltergeist,
well
done. Very, very scary movie. My kids always do this thing where they go, let's watch, you know, it's Halloween season's coming. They're psychotic about it. Let's watch a scary movie. And I'm like, you say you want to, and you're going to be up all night like, Dad, I can't sleep. I'm scared. We watched Shawshank. And you know what scared them the most at Shawshank?
Ooh.
Elmo Blatch. Bo is terrified of Elmo Blatch. He's terrifying, but like, that's what got you? Elmo Blatch got you.
The twitchy.
Not the prison rape. That didn't get you. Elmo Blatch is the thing that got you. I'm going to think we're going to pass on any scary movies right now.
Can you watch one of those movies the second time? And even
no.
It's not the same because no, you know what's coming.
Not really.
So
I need
kind
to check
one
out
and done on those movies.
I heard Sinners was very good. I need to watch that. I've not seen that yet.
I heard that was excellent.
Yeah.
Weapons just came out.
Okay.
That one looks a little creepy as well.
Exorcist is an all-timer, though. An all-time scary movie.
The Ring got me.
The Ring was very scary. Very scary movie.
How freaked out were you at Blair Witch Project?
Not very, because I knew the ending.
I was very freaked out. I went to see it in the theater.
And you didn't know that it was a bit.
Well, I mean, I knew...
If that movie comes out today, it's not very scary, right?
Right.
But I just didn't enjoy the entire tension. Like, the
well, it was also
for 2 hours.
Who wants to watch a camera like this for 2 hours? Like Vertigo.
Nobody would. I will give them credit for creativity.
Very creative. A good bit.
Did something different.
It's a good bit.
Which was worth going to see.
Agreed.
All right, we got to take a timeout. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
We got tickets to give away. Padres, D-backs, some of our last Padre ticket giveaways of the season. Your opportunity to win coming up next with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3. Talking about death, though, right now. Let's just go all the way.
Always works.
And talk about how to prepare yourself in the unfortunate event you do meet your untimely passing.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's, you know, from a serial killer or a creepy doll that becomes real, or, you know, a car accident. You just don't know what life may have in store, but you can be prepared and you can take care of your family by going to trustandwill.com and getting your estate documents in order. A very easy online and affordable way.
That's exactly right. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code radio20 when you check out. They're going to give you 20% off. They will take good care of you. It's very simple to do as well. It takes a couple of innings, you know, 25, 30 minutes for me when I did mine. And listen, it's going to vary depending on what you have. But yeah, these are things that, these are buttons that need to be buttoned up at the end of the day. Don't put it off another minute. Again, very simple. Trustandwill.com, code radio20.
Don't wait until someone breaks into your house with a chainsaw.
Yep.
To go to trustandwill.com.
Oh, no, I got to go to Trust and Will real quick.
Like, I didn't do it. It's like too late now. I could have done this at any time. Could have kept my family out of probate court. Now,
you lock yourself in your office.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Filling it out. It's too late at that point. You can do it now, though, and make sure your family's taken care of with immediate access to your estate and your assets with no probate court, no expense, lengthy process by going to trustandwill.com. Use code radio20 at checkout. Get 20% off at trustandwill.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantastic.
Way
to go, Ben.
I didn't do anything. I did get that bad news text, though, that the person I just spent about 7 hours in a car with the last couple of days has come down to something today. Oh, well, let's go immune system. Fight it off.
Your sugar daddy, I called him. Well, he took you to a big fancy dinner.
Yeah.
On him.
Yeah. And then we went out golf.
Golf excursion.
Yeah.
On him?
Well, he did get the hotel room with points.
With his points.
Yeah. I paid for golf and dinner, though. So,
that's nice. Yeah.
But he got the room. But he's now feeling ill as he's supposed to be heading home. Hopefully just a cold, but go immune system. Let's go.
Starting to feel a little tickle, Paulie.
I couldn't possibly have transmitted. I just saw you. I hadn't seen you all weekend. Couldn't possibly have transmitted it to you yet.
How long would it take?
It's like usually, what's a cold incubation period? It's like 3 or 4 days.
So just in time for the round table Thursday. Right. I don't know that I can make it.
Oh, no, that's for me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to start getting sick.
And then I get it.
Yes.
I'll get it next week. Right in the playoffs. Yeah. Perfect. Awesome.
All for you.
Thanks for coming, Scotty. Appreciate it.
I move next Tuesday morning.
Oh, you move next
Tuesday.
That's
going to be really, really fun.
Just all of us. Great. Fantastic.
Bummer. Bad news. You never want to get
wash your hands and take some echinacea and Elderberry.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C and elderberry.
All of it.
Will do the trick.
All the homeopathic remedies.
Can feel myself getting sick already.
My immune system's got this, right?
Yeah, piece of cake.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Sure.
He was telling me yesterday that his skin hurt, and I go,
oh good.
It's an odd symptom.
Is leprosy? Or what? What is it?
It's possible. Like, huh. He said, it's weird.
My skin hurts.
Kind of hurts.
Now I can feel my skin
like I said,
starting
like a
to
sunburn.
Hurt.
I goes, no, it's no. Just more of an overall.
Like an ache?
Everywhere. Yeah, a very skin level.
What illness causes skin to hurt?
What is this?
Allodynia.
He's got scurvy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of nerve pain.
Right.
Is it contagious?
Usually a symptom of conditions like diabetes, shingles, and migraines.
He also has the gout sometimes. I don't think this is
the gout.
Yep.
Great. This is fantastic stuff. All right. I'm going to peel off over here a little bit
more. Now, the problem is now you start imagining you feel the tickle in the back of your throat, but you don't really know if you are feeling it or not.
Yeah.
I don't feel it right now, but I will be on the hypersensitive alert for it.
Please do some preventative measures today.
I will do what I can do.
Some vitamin C and whatnot.
Exercise.
No, just get the vitamin C in you. Rest. Let it pass.
I feel fine.
Okay.
I can't put a pause on my life until I get sick, right?
Okay. All right. All right.
Could be the plague.
I never was a hypochondriac before. The older I get, the more I am. Having kids too, you're like cool. What, like
you live in a petri dish.
You're like, yo, what, is there? You'll get an email. There's lice in your child's class, and you're like, oh god. And you get the pen out when they get home. You're like, okay, we're in the clear. No lice here.
We always report on the news when someone like, oh, we've had two cases of, whatever, like mosquito-borne illnesses that have been reported in San Diego County. And I was thinking, am I next? Did I get bit by a mosquito? Am I going to get dengue fever or something?
I hear measles is coming back. So that's going to be a lot of fun for everyone. So very, very cool. Should be a good few years for everyone. So enjoy. Look at my head. My head is itchy right now. I just mentioned lice and I start to scratch my head. And my sides are now itchy. Now my skin hurts.
That's called psychosomatic.
This is great. Yeah. This is great. All right. Well, thanks for coming, Scott. Good to see you. Look forward to the next visit. And we'll see you soon.
All right. Let's give away some Padres tickets right now. We've got tickets for Friday night's game. Final. Home series of the season. It is also Hispanic Heritage Celebration as the Padres host the Diamondbacks. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to Friday night's game, be the sixth caller right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you want to find out more about this weekend's celebrations, you can get more info at padres.com/Hispanic Heritage. When we come back, we're going to look ahead to the series against the Milwaukee Brewers starting tonight. Opportunity, of course, for the Padres to clinch a playoff spot. And what other big series are getting underway in Major League Baseball this week? Final week could be very important for several teams. We'll get to all of that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000 466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
While we are talking about... No, I can't transition that one.
No,
I tried, but
no.
It's not going to happen. No. All I can tell you is that 7 Mile Casino
I saw where
is
your
a
head
fantastic
was
card room.
That's
and
right.
There's really nothing else that I have to add other than we found out about it the first time about 7 years ago when we said... I said, this can't be this great. It's right here. I passed it probably 50 times. Or more when I'm driving south on the 5. It's that little building. You've probably seen it west of the 5 freeway. Walked in the first time. I was floored. I was floored at how nice
it was. I was
nice
with you. You were
blown
away. Yeah,
I know.
It was awesome.
I was going like, this place is fantastic. Check it out for yourself. If you're a card player and you're missing out if you're not going to 7 Mile Casino.
I remember we sat down. We had these pepper wings, salt and pepper wings, that I don't think get enough play on this show. They were outstanding. And then you had the Kung Pao chicken. You've been raving about that for 7 years. But listen, we had lunch, and then we went down, sat down, played some California-style blackjack. They also have Texas Hold'em, Pie Gow, and Baccarat as well. But I stayed on the blackjack table that day. It was a lot of fun. And the first time of many that we've set foot in 7 Mile Casino, you will not be disappointed when you go.
I think I've had the Kung Pao chicken about 15 times since then. It always hits the spot. It is on the 24/7 players menu. Enjoy it any time of day. If you're a late riser or early riser, whatever, they're open. You can go play some cards any time of the day, and it's so easy to get to. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do find it fascinating, we were talking about it again during the break, that you, when you went to your therapist, you talked about the stress of being a fan.
Yeah, this time of year is just a stressful, and a fan, yeah, but also a radio host for the you know, that covers the team every day. And, you know, she told me, she said, because, you know, this year, I said, I'm older, turn a year older, have a lot more perspective, a lot more experience. I said, it's a stressful time of year. You know, you want the team to do well. I said, but it's out of your hands. It's out of your control. And I said, I find myself this year, I do have some perspective. You know, my parents were ill this year. You know, there's perspective in life. And I said, I personally feel like I've lost a little bit of my edge, you know? And I said, how long will the audience put up with that? And she goes, not everything is an existential crisis. You don't have to worry about your audience. If you just show up and be your authentic self, they'll be there. And if they're not, then who cares? Like, what are you going to do about it? So it made a lot of sense to me. But yeah, I said, honestly, for the first time in my life, I said, I don't care about these games currently. I care about when the playoffs start. And I said, that's just me trying to be honest, because I was not white knuckling these games against the White Sox. I wasn't at all. I checked my phone a couple times yesterday while we were playing ball. Oh, yeah, 3-0 lead. Oh, crap, 3-2. You know, it's not that I don't care. It's just that what matters to me is next Tuesday.
Well, I feel somewhat the same way. That's why I went and played golf yesterday, yeah. As opposed to, and I kind of watched the game on my phone, but I wasn't as locked in as I am most of the season, because it feels like, yeah, you got a bit of a break. But I want to get you a T-shirt that says, not everything is an existential crisis.
Like, questions Moon says, nah, as soon as Woods loses his edge, I'm out. Try to be
but
a little
I do
edgy
think,
for you.
I do think if you're not a sports fan, and it's not, that's fine.
There Life are, must be grand
there
for
are
you.
Good people. My son, not a sports
Graham.
Fan at all. Graham
does yeah.
not doesn't really follow any sports at all.
How great is his life?
I'm sure that there's other things that you'll replace your sports fandom with that you're passionate about, but the stress of being a fan is real. There's no doubt about it. I get it, too.
Yeah, bubble guts.
Like, my team is playing right now, and it's a really important game, and I just want them to win so badly.
So badly.
For what? So they can have another game, so I can do this again tomorrow, and then to do it all over again. For what?
Yeah.
So maybe I get another series where I get more chances to feel like this until maybe at the end you have the ultimate thrill of getting to cheer for a champion. But it's not an existential crisis.
No.
It should be.
It shouldn't be.
Entertainment is what it's supposed to be.
There's nothing entertaining about the playoff. There's nothing entertaining about playoff baseball unless you're watching two other teams.
Because we value it so highly is what makes it so real and important to us.
Yeah,
if we stopped valuing it so highly, what's the point?
I mean, I have a 45-minute session, and 30 minutes of it was talking about this baseball team. And again, Ben, she's like your son. She couldn't give a rat's ass about the San Diego Padres and the results of any game. And she really had a hard time understanding why this time of year would be stressful. And I was like, are you kidding? I go, you're joking. I said, it's because of the swaths of fans, is how I called it. You got the people that are waiting. They're waiting. They have a Padres hat on. And they have a Padres shirt, and they're waiting, though, for that ground ball to go through somebody's legs to lose the game so that they can then come to me or you or Paul or anybody else or the guys across the street or anybody else and go, I told you so. I told you. I told you. I told you. Never had it. This team never had it. I said, there's that fan. Then there's the fan that needs it and breathes it and wants it more than anything, and they're going to be devastated and hurt and the whole thing. I said, then there's that fan. I said, then there's us. You know, we have a totally different thing as kind of a mouthpiece for the fan and a sounding board for the fan. I said, it's just a stressful time of year. And I said, what I'm trying to do, because I find myself getting home and being like more on edge. And when the playoffs start, you're just on edge. I'm praying these games are early so my kids are in school.
Well, in this situation, we're the therapists.
Yeah, right.
We're kind of the therapist. You're sitting down on our couch every morning for 4 hours as we talk it out. We're talking out our Padres fandom.
That's why this show helps me every day. So much.
All right, let's check traffic one last time. We'll look ahead to the series against the Milwaukee Brewers and the other big games that are left this season in our final 10 minutes or so, coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. This hour, I'm Bennett Woods, brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. So, Padres taking on the Brewers tonight with a chance to clinch a playoff spot. The magic number is 1. Again, there's no other way they can clinch a playoff spot tonight other than a win.
Right.
Because the Mets don't play. A Mets loss would also do it, but they don't play.
Like 2 or 3 games tonight, right?
Yeah,
there's only
very, very slate.
So you
but
can
they
have
are a win and you're in. It doesn't. You have to win,
correct.
And so-and-so
nope.
has
win
to win.
In.
Okay.
But, of course, very tough matchup against the number one team in baseball and their number one pitcher in Freddie Peralta with Nick Pivetta going on the mound. Very playoff preview-y type sort of matchup. And got that weird situation where if the game is close, like it's 2-2 in the seventh inning, Padres staffers will have to go into the clubhouse quietly and start putting up like plastic sheeting and get the boxes and crates of champagne ready, not knowing whether, you know, what they're hoping for is just a kind of a blowout either way. You want to be up like 9-1 or down like 8-1 and go, okay, we don't have to worry about it. But if it's like a 2-2 game, they have to put it all up. And then if like the Brewers score in the top of the ninth inning,
take it down before
any of the players show up and see like, oh, we didn't get it done.
The take it down bit would be the, first of all, you've already put in all the work to put it up and then you got to rip it right down immediately just to have to do it maybe again the next
tomorrow,
day. Yeah. Oh my God.
Good problem to have.
Is there,
ultimately, right?
Am I insane? Because I'm thinking about, I saw the Brewers clinch their playoff spot. Remember the Bob Uecker letter, which birthed the Adam Klug letter that leaked that we played. There was a beyond muted celebration for them. The Dodgers, I believe, had a very muted celebration on Friday.
They clinched their playoff spot
but
on Friday.
I didn't see any goggle. I just saw like a champagne toast, I think. But then I saw the Cubs went full bore, like the goggles, the whole thing. There's a possibility that if you won tonight, it could be a muted celebration, though I don't think it will be.
No, I think tonight would be a great night to celebrate big. Now, the Brewers know they also were going to get a division title celebration yesterday.
That's
second
true.
One.
Yep.
The Cubs.
Did they go big yesterday?
I didn't see what they did, but they clinched the division yesterday. The Cubs probably don't have any other celebrations, so they said, hey, let's do this one and do it big. And they hadn't been in the playoffs since 2020. So
that's true.
Been a while.
5 years, yeah.
It's like the Dodgers, hey, you get it every single year. Like, well, you can probably wait a little bit and celebrate the division title, whatever.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is if the Padres don't get it done tonight, there's a good chance they could back in if the Mets then lose. Because they play at the Cubs starting
early.
Tuesday, so that game will be done.
Yeah.
So the Padres could back in if they don't win tonight before they even get another opportunity to win their way in.
It'd be cool to win your way
night.
In.
That's
tonight.
What I think, too. It's, you know, it's
doesn't matter either way.
Tonight. It doesn't matter.
It'll
be forgotten in a couple
remember,
of days.
I remember I was at the game in 2022 where they clinched
wild.
The playoff berth. It was a Sunday,
it
I
was
believe.
A loss.
I want to say against the White Sox.
It was.
And, we lost. It was weird. Went down on the field and with the rest of the media that was there, and like guys were getting the playoff hats and shirts and putting them on, but everyone was kind of like,
you lost the game.
It was weird. It was really weird to like not celebrate on the mound.
Yeah, be
whether it's a high five line, a handshake line, or whatever. However you want to celebrate, like you're usually coming off the mound and you're walking towards the dugout and getting greeted with the t-shirts, and they just kind of, you know.
Just going, up to the box, like grabbing their shirt. And
somebody struck out to end the game or something, and it's a win for Chicago.
You made the playoffs, fellas. Oh, all right. Where's the box? Give me the box.
Very, very strange.
So the
very
other part strange. Of that, though, is kind of weird that you actually are cheering for the Mets because they're playing the Cubs.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how can we overtake the Cubs potentially?
So, the more the Mets beat the Cubs, the better chance the Padres could make up ground with wins and perhaps even host that first-round series. So
I've resigned myself to playing the Cubs in Wrigley.
Sure. Yes.
I want to see the Mets have a collapse. I do. Whatever. I didn't like their Joe Musgrove shenanigans years ago. Still not over it. Would be weird to see this team collapse.
The Cincinnati Reds would also love to see it. Now, they are at home against Pittsburgh, so they start tomorrow a three-game series where they feel like they've got destiny. They control their own destiny.
Yeah.
They keep winning. They beat a last-place Pittsburgh team, and then they go to Milwaukee for those last three games,
crazy,
which is the toughest series maybe, but Milwaukee's not going to be playing very hard probably in those games. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks are just a game out of the wild card spot. They're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination.
Nick says
the Dodgers. So they'll be playing their butts off against the Dodgers on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Nick says hate watching over wanting home field advantage is crazy. The odds of our home field advantage again is what, Paulie? What was the percentage you gave earlier?
To win the division, it was 1.1%.
Right. Again, I also don't want to have to empty everything we have, right? Like, you need some help. You need the Mets sweeping the Cubs. You're going to have to go crazy the next six games and win them all, right, to get a home field. It's fine.
That's to win the division was 1.1%. But if you pass the Cubs,
3%, right?
It's not likely.
I think you go pretty hard the next two or three days. If you've made, as Craig said, if you make up ground on the Cubs and you're within a game,
then you can at least think about it. Yep.
But yeah, if you're down three with three to go, don't.
It's not like Nick. It's not like it's one game.
Crazy.
One game, and I'm rooting against the Mets.
But you could use some help from the Mets in those games.
You have to have
it there,
right?
So,
you gotta have it.
Yeah. So there's some interesting games left. The Diamondbacks Dodgers series. That one's kind of fascinating. Because the Dodgers then finish at Seattle, they may be trying to clinch a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Still, they may be playing hard that weekend. I'm not saying that the Padres are going to catch the Dodgers, but they've got six tough games on the road.
We're rooting for the Mariners to lose a couple games early this week.
Yes.
So they have to play hard against the Dodgers this weekend. And at least force the Dodgers then to play a little bit harder to try to hold on to the division, which would be interesting as well, because they know they're playing on Tuesday no matter what. Dodgers can't get a bye at this point either. So
it's going to be – it'll be fun. I'd like to see them go out. Honestly, it would do worlds for a lot of people's psyche, though it doesn't really matter that much. Go out and beat a really good pitcher like Freddie Peralta tonight to win your way into the playoffs would be – what are you going to say then, right? You did it. You went out. You beat a good pitcher. You're in the playoffs with five games left to go. Well done. Now you're chill and get ready for the postseason. But I think it'd be good for a lot of people's psyche.
And then the American League is fascinating as well now, because the Guardians are one game behind the Tigers in the AL Central, and they host the Tigers for three starting tomorrow.
Crazy time.
So if they win that series, we get a tie. Or the Cleveland could even have the lead at this point. And then Detroit's fighting for their playoff life. The last couple of days of the season. Astros are the team that are out, so they need to win this week to pass the Guardians, or the Red Sox are just a game up.
I think there should be something in that clubhouse today, a feeling of, hey, man, we win this baseball game tonight, we're going to the playoffs. That right? Like, yes, there are still games to go, and yes, we can still back in tomorrow, but I think that would be cool to walk in today going, we win, we're going to the playoffs, guys. Let's go out and beat Freddie Peralta and the Milwaukee Brewers.
How about this? You know how the Padres players arrive to the clubhouse.
Yeah.
If you're walking into the tunnel area, you take a right and you go down a couple hundred feet. What if Mike Schilt arranged for like the clubbies to store they have these giant
bins,
carts, big carts.
Stick it right
where
there.
They put all the ice and all the beer and champagne and everything. What if you just had that off to the side as you walk in, and you walk by and you go, that's waiting for us if we take care of business tonight.
You know where the social media team does it? So, hey, Jackson, your favorite sandwich, right? Right there is Budweiser and champagne.
Just have
all
cases
up
lined
and down
up
there.
And say, you win tonight.
Paulie,
that's what I would do.
It's genius.
I wouldn't say a word about it.
I would just leave
it
right there.
And they'll walk right by it and go, you know what happens
they
tonight if you take care of business.
They all know what happens.
I know, but you give it, it's a
it's
visual
symbolic.
Cue.
Visual
symbolic.
Inspiration.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Some would say tempting fate by having it already ready. But
nope.
They know
that
they're
they
already ready.
Yeah.
It's not like they go out and order it with 5 minutes to go in the game. Oh, wait.
Need 45 cases of Budweiser, 16 magnums of Corbell, and get it here ASAFP. Thank
five
you.
5 minutes.
You DoorDash it
right now in 5 minutes.
Is your driver? I'm waiting for your order. I need the order now. I don't need
your
you to
GoPuff
wait for
driver
it.
Is on his way.
All right. Could be a celebratory show tomorrow morning. We will talk to you again at 6 a.m. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Monday. Braden's coming up next. For executive producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your day from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.